Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going after that jacked breaks jungle mid bass groove, the gritty, forward mid layer that locks to chopped breaks and makes the whole track feel like it's leaning into the pocket. The mission is simple: build a stock mid bass rack that hits hard without eating the sub, write a tight two-bar call and response riff that actually grooves with your break edits, then expand it into a proper jungle or drum and bass arrangement that doesn't loop fatigue after 8 bars. Let's set the foundation first. Set your tempo to the DNB zone, anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Now open the groove pool. Load something like MPC 16 Swing 57 or anything similar. Keep this subtle. Timing around 30 to 45%, random around 3 to 8%. Important: don't commit to groove yet. We want the break and bass talking to each other before we decide how much swing we're actually using. Quick session layout to stay organized: make a drums group, a bass group with separate tracks for SUB and MID, and a music or FX group for Atmos, stabs, risers, whatever you're using. Alright, step 1. Breaks. Drag in a break sample. Amen style. Think Hot Pants, anything with attitude and a recognizable snare works. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats. Start with preserve at 1/16. If it gets too twitchy and glitchy in a bad way, bump it to 1/8. Usually for breaks, I keep transient loop off because it can smear the hits. Now right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset or warp markers. You'll get a drum rack full of slices. Here's the first teacher move: delete ruthlessly. If a slice is weak, noisy, or just doesn't serve the groove, get rid of it. Jungle feels busy, but the best jungle is actually curated. You want a break that's energetic, but with gaps where the mid bass can speak. Build a quick 2-bar pattern. Keep your main snare landing like a classic, on 2 and 4. In bar 2, add a little snare drag into beat 4. It can be a quick 1/16 or even a 1/32 depending on the vibe. Then sprinkle 1 or 2 ghost notes between the main hits at low velocity. Not too many, just enough to make the break feel alive. Now mix hygiene on the break channel. EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the sample. You're deliberately giving the low end to your bass. Then drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom off here. We're not trying to invent a fake sub from the break. If you want cohesion, add a glue compressor and just kiss it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Before we even touch the bass, here's a big jungle coach concept. Decide who leads, break or bass, and switch leadership every 8 bars later in the arrangement. That's how you get that push-pull jacked feeling without just adding more notes. Cool. Step 2. Build the jacked mid-bass instrument. All stock. Create a MIDI track called MID Bass. Drop an operator. In operator, keep it simple and punchy. Use an algorithm that's basically A-only. Oscillator on a saw wave. Course at 1. Turn the filter on. LP24. Set the frequency somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Don't overthink it. We'll move it later. Resonance around 10 to 25%. A tiny bit of drive if you need it. Now the amp envelope is the whole vibe. This is not a long subby bass note. This is a talking, percussive mid. Set attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain basically down at 0 or all the way off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That shape is what gives you jacked. It's like the bass is punching syllables into the rhythm, not humming behind it. After operator, add auto filter. LP24 again. Start frequency around 500 Hz, but anywhere from 200 to 1.2K is fair game. Resonance 15 to 35%. Turn on the LFO. Use a sine or triangle. Sync it. Try 1/8 or 1/16. And keep the amount small. The goal is motion, not wobble bass. You want a little shoulder movement, not a full dance routine. Now add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim your output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If you're making decisions while it's getting louder every device, you're going to end up with a smeary mess. Next, amp. This is underrated for mid-bass. Choose rock or bass. Keep gain low to moderate, and add just a bit of presence. If you want extra box and speaker vibe, you can add cabinet after amp, but keep it optional. If you don't know what it's doing yet, skip it for now. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 20%. Crunch 5 to 15%. Boom off. Adjust amp so it doesn't fizz in the top end. Finish the chain with EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz so the sub stays clean and separate. If it's honky, dip somewhere around 350 to 600. If it needs bite, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3K can help it speak on smaller speakers. Now group the whole thing into an instrument rack. We're going to make this performable, because arrangement is where intermediate producers separate from loop merchants. Create macros. Here's a solid set. Macro 1. Bite. Map it to saturator drive and drum bus drive. So when bite goes up, the bass gets more aggressive. Macro 2. Cone. Map it to your auto filter frequency, and optionally the operator filter 2. Macro 3. Rizzo. Map it to auto filter resonance. Macro 4. Wob rate. Map it to the auto filter LFO rate. You might still manually swap between 1/8 and 1/16 if mapping feels fiddly, but either way, this macro is your panic energy switch. Macro 5. Pluck. Map it to operator decay. This is huge for groove. Macro 6. Air. Map a tiny high shelf on EQ8. Keep it subtle. You're not making hi-hats. You're just giving it a little edge when the mix needs it. Quick gain staging checkpoint. You want each distortion stage doing a little work. If one device is doing all the heavy lifting, it smears the groove. As a practical target, aim for peaks on the MID track around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before you even think about the group or master. You want headroom so the transients keep their punch. Now step 3. Write the MIDI groove. This is where the track becomes a track. Choose a key. F, F sharp, G, or A are classic DNB friendly zones. Place your mid bass mostly around F1 to F2 for presence. The sub will live lower, and we'll keep it simpler. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Here's the core idea. The bass answers the break. It's not just sitting on the downbeat, and it's definitely not toffing through the snare every single time. Start with short notes. Think 1/8 and 1/16. Not long sustains. Place hits after the kick, before the snare is pickup notes, and between the snare and the next kick for syncopation. If you want a reference feel, try placing hits around spots like 1.2, 1.3.3, 1.4.2 in bar 1, then in bar 2 keep the shape but add a little stutter near the end for hype. Now the real groove sauce, note length and velocity. Shorten most notes to about 40 to 120 milliseconds. Yes, that short. Jungle mid bass often works because it's almost a percussive instrument. Then shape the phrase with velocity. Main accents around 90 to 110. Ghost hits around 40 to 70. And here's a pro move. Use negative space on purpose. Pick one or two no bass zones per bar. Common choices. Right on the snare, or just after it. When the bass shuts up, the next hit sounds more aggressive. If it never stops, it stops sounding jacked and starts sounding constant. Timing. Keep the MIDI mostly on grid. Let the break slices carry the human feel. If the bass is too loose and the break is loose, you lose impact. If you want a tiny bit of swing, apply the same groove to the MIDI clip but at like 15 to 25%. Light touch. And if you want to go even more authentic, do micro timing manually instead of randomness. Rule of thumb. Bass notes that lead into the snare can be a few milliseconds early, and notes that answer after the snare can be a few milliseconds late. Only do this to a couple of notes. It's seasoning, not soup. Step 4. Separate sub. This is non-negotiable if you want weight and clarity. Create a new MIDI track called SUB. Load operator. Set oscillator to assign wave. Amp envelope. Attack at zero. Decay long or even irrelevant if sustain is steady. Sustain around minus 3 to 0 dB. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. Put EQ8 on the sub and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it clean. Now write sub MIDI that follows only the most important bass notes. Less movement than the mid. Think of the sub as the foundation, not the personality. Add sidechain compression to the sub from your kick or kick bus. Ratio 3:1:6:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The goal is clarity and bounce, not pumping as an effect. Step 5. Lock bass to breaks. This is where jacked becomes undeniable. First, check mono and phase. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. The simplest method, just set width to 0 on the sub track. Keep the power centered. Then carve space. If your break is fighting the mid bass around 200 to 400 Hz, dip a little in that range on the break bus. Don't go crazy. Small pockets beat giant scoops. If the bass isn't audible on small speakers, don't boost the sub. Add a touch more saturation to the mid. That's where translation comes from. Optional but very effective. Sidechain the mid bass slightly to the snare. Put a compressor on the MID track, sidechain from the snare, and do just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That little duck makes the snare crack through while the bass stays aggressive. Now, an often missed jungle detail. Tune the break to the bass, not just the bass to the break. Some breaks have a tonal ring, especially on the snare. Throw a tuner after the break and watch the strongest note when the snare hits. If it clashes with your key, try transposing the clip by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones. If you love the pitch as is, then notch a narrow EQ around that ringing fundamental. That can stop the whole track from sounding weirdly out even when your bass is tuned. All right. Step 6. Arrangement. We're going from a good loop to a DJ-friendly structure. Start with a 32-bar drop. Then we'll blueprint the rest around it. Here's a strong structure you can reuse. Intro, 16 bars. Filter the break. Add Atmos. Tease the bass, but high-pass it so it feels like a preview, not the full statement. Build. 8 bars. Bring in more of the break. Add a riser or a tension element. Here's a classic move. Remove the sub during the build so the drop feels like it lands harder. Drop 1. 32 bars. Full break. Full mid. Full sub. Within that 32, think in phrases. Bars 1 to 8. Main riff. Establish the conversation. Bars 9 to 16. Variation. Maybe change the last two hits of the riff, or add a small stutter. Bars 17 to 24. Strip. Remove hats, or mute the mid for 2 bars so the break takes over. Bars 25 to 32. Push section. More bite, more fills, slightly more open tone.